Layaways are returns.
Do you want the job done or the job done right? If you're hiring for your business, you want it done right. You want Glassdoor. Simply post your job on Glassdoor and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. Glassdoor only matches you with the best applicants, so you can find the right fit faster in half the resumes. Plus, they're 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
Gwen Stefani returns to The Voice with Blake Kelly and John Legend. Will there be fireworks between Gwen and her man Blake?
You want to fight, Blakey?
Why are you doing this to me?
I thought you loved me.
Then, Jimmy Smits and newcomer Caitlin McGee star in the inspiring new drama, Bluff City Law.
If you fight for what's right, you can change the world.
Bluff City Law premieres after the return of The Voice with Gwen Stefani tonight on NBC.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for The Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Democrats demanding details of a whistleblower complaint regarding a phone call between President Trump and the new leader of Ukraine.
It was really a congratulatory call because he had just won.
The president at the UN denying reports that he pressured his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate Joe Biden's son.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is against releasing the transcript. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, hinting at impeachment if the White House refuses to turn over the whistleblower's complaint to Congress.
Fox's John Decker. The DNC raising the bar to qualify for the next presidential debate.
Candidates must have at least 165,000 unique donors from at least 20 states. In addition, candidates must hit at least 3% in four national polls or 5% in polling in the four early states.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
And now a star is born. On September 23rd, 1949, the world welcomed little baby Bruce Springsteen.
It's a boy. Well, let me go ahead and fill out the birth certificate. Date of birth, he was born on September 23rd. Time of birth, he was born at 3:58.
Bruce Springsteen, a star is
born in the USA.
We get it already. Thank you.
Nothing like grinding a joke into the ground.
Yeah, that's a good description. Dave Edwards, our guest sidekick. Seth Spotlow.
Wipe off the mic.
Well, I just can't blow your name out there. It's not like Joey.
Joey.
Seth Spotlow. It's a good name.
Thank you,
somebody
sir.
Just referred to you as the voice.
Oh.
And Rosie, who is a real good influence on
everything about
you'd
us.
Never know it.
Anybody care about the Emmys? Can I throw that away?
Thank you.
All right. We got Bram McDonald joining us in a minute.
Don't forget the name game.
excuse me. Thank you.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
Our 5 o'clock name is Donna Yarchak. Yarchak. Donna, you have until 6 to dial 396-5477 and make sure that you are enrolled in the name game contest. Your name's been selected, so this puts you in line to win some pretty incredible prizes. That's Donna Yarchak. Call 396-5477 because you are advancing in the name game. Will you remind me to do that one or two more times down the road? Let me take a quick visit to the traffic dungeon.
rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we see another new accident. This one is on the Eastern Boulevard. It is right in front of Lewis Lawn Equipment, so be careful if you're headed over towards the Wetumpka Highway. Speaking of the Wetumpka Highway, it's crowded around the Redland Road traffic light and up by the casino, so be careful if you're headed that direction. I-65's rolling along just fine. If you're on I-85, be prepared to slow down in the downtown area. It's very congested near the interchange. Watch the traffic around you and get home safely this afternoon. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack featuring 50 Cent Wings, 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Tonight, it's Monday Night Football, and every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Antonio Brown says he's going back to college. Don't you think he should finish kindergarten first? I would like to know what schools that kid was greased through now that he's blown off the end. It's just Brent McDonald's coming up.
It's a night of premieres on CBS. First, after the season premiere of The Neighborhood, comes a love story made in America.
Where are you from?
Nigeria.
That's a heck of a commute, huh?
Bob Hart's Abishola series premiere. And L.A.'s newest Superior Court judge is changing the system one case at a time.
Freedom is at stake.
The series premiere of All Rise, followed by the season premiere of Bull.
It's time for the annual Cafco Warehouse Sale, this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cafco Warehouse Sale, this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
In the News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Governor Kay Ivey says she's doing fine after announcing last week that she has been diagnosed with lung cancer. Ivey said this after speaking at a ceremony at Fort Rucker. Ivey says she has a good prognosis since the cancer was caught early. Plus, the Montgomery County Board of Education is holding a public hearing today at 6 p.m. to consider a proposal by the Montgomery Education Foundation to convert Davis Elementary, Dixon Elementary, and Bellingrath Middle Schools into charter schools. That meeting is in the Bellingrath Middle School's cafeteria. And Tuskegee University is mourning the loss of head cross country and softball coach Anthony Edward Colvin. According to the Tuskegee Department of Athletics, Colvin passed away Saturday, September 21st. He was 65 years old and joined the Tuskegee coaching staff in 2006 as an assistant men's basketball coach. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, it's officially fall now, but endless summer rolls on. Today, a hot day, but low humidity, high in the mid-90s. Not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, a weak front in the state, so I'll mention a chance of an isolated shower or two somewhere in the area. Middle 90s for Tuesday and Wednesday. I've got the Wednesday rain chances under 20%. We'll be flirting with record highs later in the week, especially Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with upper 90s late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is just a tease.
Oh! We've always known that about you.
As we welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you?
Hey,
Hey, buddy. I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. I appreciate that little lead in there.
We are still expecting you for our sidekick position tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Got it on my calendar and really looking forward to it. Got a lot of stuff to discuss. And so, yeah, I'm excited.
Now, today, Fox put up a... I've had two Vesuvius-esque eruptions today. One of them was over Fox with a headline that ran oil worries threaten the economy, and it's shown that the market was up a little bit. Like, I would put that headline there if the market had tanked today because of concerns over Iran. That just didn't seem to be the case. I don't know, Brent. I don't know what I'm looking at anymore. Why don't you explain it for us? Oh, by the way, say hi to, I got a complete crew here today, Rosie, who you spoke to on the phone, Seth Spotlow.
Yes, sir.
And Dave Edwards.
Hey, Seth.
How are you doing?
And Dave is a guy who goes back a long ways here in the local radio community. He's launching his comeback in the show.
this is great. This is great. I hope everyone's doing well.
So let's find out. What did we learn from the markets today? What is going on?
Man, you know what? It's almost like a broken record. I will say this. You know, the one really kind of big piece of news that we saw, it kind of a little bit of a tailwind, if you will, or a play off the U.S. manufacturing numbers that we saw last week. They were a little bit light, and it does show maybe a little bit of a slowdown in U.S. manufacturing. But the thing is, it wasn't anything really big. It wasn't a huge number. But the real fact of the matter is, U.S., 12% of its economy is manufacturing. So, yeah, it's an important number, but not like the services number. And the services number has been blistering hot for the United States. The reason I bring this up, though, is because we had two pretty big numbers come out of Europe today. One was in Germany in their manufacturing numbers. And Germany is still a pretty big manufacturing country there. Mm-hmm. And it was horrible. I mean, it was absolutely horrible. Those numbers fell off cliff. Their manufacturing numbers, just to put it in perspective for you, it's the weakest we've seen in Germany since the financial crisis. So that's how bad. And that's the largest economy in Europe. You know, it's sort of the anchor there. And then if you look at the entire Eurozone, across all of Europe, your six-year lows. So this has obviously got a lot of people a little concerned. The data just continues to get worse globally, but yet here in the United States, we're holding up reasonably well. And so this has kind of been the deal I've been talking about. There have been a lot of people who, I guess rightfully so in some ways, who worry that all of these horrible numbers we're seeing around the world are going to eventually feed into the United States and cause us to begin to roll over as well. And that just hasn't happened. And I think
there's a lot of political people who are disappointed it hasn't happened. It gives them ammunition against Trump.
No, exactly. I think you're exactly right. I think a lot of those people, they're using it, for political purposes, but they're also, I think most people around the world are genuinely concerned. It makes sense to me, but it's not happening in the United States. And the reason it's not, and I've talked about this with a lot of people in the country that I really respect greatly, and we talk all the time, and these are very influential people, and it has to be this corporate tax rate. The U.S. corporate tax rate has come down so low that I just really think, and I'm becoming more and more convinced as all this data comes out and we have a chance to really look at it and dive into it, we're really starting to see the dividends of that corporate tax cut begin to pay off here in the United States. And I think the woes that we see around the world are coming at the expense of the United States, and the fact that we brought down our cost of capital dramatically, particularly from a tax perspective. And I think that's what is going on. That would explain a lot as to why, you know, we're doing so much better than the rest of the world. And then, of course, you can get into things like regulatory issues and how we've deregulated a lot of areas of the economy that helped a lot. So I think that's a big deal. The other part is still out there with this Chinese trade deal. And I And I know we talk about it so much, and I get tired of it, and I know the listeners probably do too, but the simple fact of the matter is, if you look at the U.S. market and the broad index, the S&P 500, you see us kind of range-bound, and we keep bumping to that all-time high. Sometimes we'll cross over it, and then we'll dip back down. But we're not really going up. We're not really going down. And I think what we're seeing is we're seeing market participants trying to weigh out the U.S. economy being the best, strongest, you know, fastest-growing economy in the world, really, on a relative basis. They're trying to weigh that versus this weakness we're seeing all over the world and the Chinese trade deal, which is a major overhang over the market. And so I think if we can get a deal done, we will break out of all this mess, and I think you're going to really see the U.S. economy giddy up.
Wow.
In a pretty big way. The other thing I'll say real quick, and I'll we can kind of wrap it up on this, but you know, the Fed is very close to bringing back quantitative easing. They're doing it through these repurchase operations. We call them repos for short. There's such a huge demand for dollars, and there's such a giant shortage of dollars that is causing fits in the overnight lending markets, particularly at the Fed. And so what the Fed is doing is actual day-to-day repo operations that are pretty significant. I mean, they've been averaging, if I had to guess, they're probably averaging about $70 billion a day. And in essence, all that means is they're taking what, you know, if someone comes to the Fed and says, hey, we will give you these treasuries, we will give you these, you know, really high-quality agency securities that we own, you put them on your balance sheet, and in exchange for that, give us however many billions of dollars in actual dollars, because we need the dollars to fund our operations. That is a form of QE. So the Fed is releasing dollars every day now, and it's at about, the last 5 days or so, it's been about between $50 and $75 billion a day. This is a real issue, and it bears very, very close monitoring, because some people believe, and I'm beginning to think the same, that the Fed's going to have to do outright QE. And I can promise you, man, that's such a bigger story than the federal funds rate. I mean, they can talk about the federal funds rate and bringing the rate down all they want, but that's not the name of the game today, not the current situation we've got. There's just too big of a demand for dollars and a way too big of shortage of dollars, and the Fed's going to have to do QE to get this thing straightened out. And if that happens, there's no doubt in my mind, you're going to see asset prices begin to rise, just like it did in 2009 and 2010, when I stood there and proclaimed and shouted as loud as I could, listen, we're about to see the greatest reflation trade in the history of this country, and that's what we got. And that's some of what I want to talk about tomorrow on the show. We're going to have to get back to what does QE mean? Why is it important? What does it mean to the listener out there, not just from in terms of assets, owning real estate, owning businesses, owning investments in the stock market, but also what does it mean from a standpoint of purchasing power, cash flows, income, on and on. So this has a lot of repercussions from a balance sheet standpoint, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to dive into that tomorrow, and I look forward to it.
And we do, too. In the meantime, if you haven't had the opportunity to sit down with a financial planner and become managerial about your money, let me recommend a phone call to 387-0094. Meet Brandt and the Brain Trust of McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. If you have questions, you might want to keep those handy and give us a holler tomorrow afternoon between 4 and 6 here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Brandt, we'll see you in the studio tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
Likewise.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, our most electrifying story of the day is coming up, and Rosie, I got to warn you, it's not naughty, it's medical, but it involves women.
Do I need to leave?
Well, I'll spell the words out to young Seth over here. Dave, I'm not worried about. No. Dave will get it. And I'm going to deliver this information in a totally professional and respectful way.
Okay, here, you can hit me if you want.
If I can. It's 521.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we see another new accident. This one is on the Eastern Boulevard. It is right in front of Lewis Lawn Equipment, so be careful if you're headed over towards the Wetumpka Highway. Speaking of the Wetumpka Highway, it's crowded around the Redland Road traffic light and up by the casino, so be careful if you're headed that direction. I-65's rolling along just fine. If you're on I-85, be prepared to slow down in the downtown area. It's very congested near the interchange. Watch the traffic around you and get home safely this afternoon. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack, featuring 50 Cent wings, 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Tonight, it's Monday Night Football, and every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Jace got a big part of Three Men and a Lady.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell
and Spess Thotlow. Almost got it out. And David. At 524, I need to run a couple of disclaimers here because I don't want people getting the wrong idea on this story, this particular story.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Okay, we got them all out, and here it is. Rosie, can I
leave? You want some duct tape?
This story is about the plague of cleavage wrinkles.
We talking guys or girls?
Well, how many times
have you
looked in the mirror and said,
"This is terrible. This is the one of the worst catastrophes in the world."
And then the song plays as you look in your cleavage wrinkles. It's a real problem, Rosie.
Really?
Well, you can see I didn't make it up. There's the official. This came in our show prep. I'm trying to present this in the most dignified way possible. Stop that thing. I am. I would never do anything, a story on this topic for salacious purposes.
Cocoa butter.
Here's the deal. Are cleavage wrinkles actually a thing? And the answer to that from the world of science is
no.
Probably. Well, there's a company. Rosie's really cute. If I immolate, if I just burst into flame in the middle of a sentence, you guys.
Well, I'll put you out.
Well, take over the show. So, I mean, we got spots to play. And,
oh, we got this, man.
A company called Sleep and Glow. In fact, why don't we look that up online? Hang on if I can.
Sleep and Glow.
Sleep and Glow.
It's right next to the Mop and Glow.
Probably not.
Oh, it won't give me a secure connection on Chrome. It will if I go to Mozilla. Why do I have to keep jumping from one computer to the next like I'm an Olympian athlete? I'm getting so sick of this, and nothing plays. I can't play any Twitter videos. I can't do anything.
AOL.com.
This is just not your day.
Who knows, they still work for him.
Well, this is actually a big company. Look at all the sleeping women.
Mm-hmm.
They do those orthopedic pillows and huggy pillows, I guess they're called.
It's a pillow with the indention already in it.
Puffiness reduction pillows, deep sleep. Don't miss out. Subscribe to learn more about healthy and beautiful sleep news and special deals from Sleep and Glow. Their new product is called a pillow bra. It's a small pillow that you strap between and around the bosom at night to hold them in a comfortable way while you sleep.
Me.
According to the company, you need this pillow or else, because wrinkles on your neck and chest appear during sleep. During the day, the bra supports the chest, reducing the effect of gravity. But at night, the bosom still needs support, but from a different angle. This would explain the outbreak of cleavage wrinkles. We've been calls on it all the time. However, the social media reaction to this product has not been very nice. One person said, quote, "I do not have the energy to worry about another kind of wrinkle."
That's what I'm sitting here saying.
Or another kind of bra.
And somebody else tweeted, and this is just the reality. We age, our skin wrinkles, it's life. Yeah, it is. And I suppose, but there's nothing wrong with a little vanity, but for somebody who, I'm assuming that, anyway, if you want this pillow, it's available at Sleep and Glow's website for $69. And I'll tell you what, I think that's a great investment.
Are they going to start doing plastic surgery there? That's what I'm thinking next.
Well, now, you know, I've been honest about this. Before I moved here, this cosmetic surgeon was so good that he was the guy on call in Broward County. If somebody's head went through a windshield and they were disfigured, he was that good. He literally put people back together. And I saw before and afters. He also let me look at his before and after boob book, too. Which is why I won't mention his name, because I don't want anybody calling down there.
Okay, so.
But there are things you can do that are so simple. Like, at some point, you'll notice that your chin starts to connect to your sternum. You can get it one little tuck there, and it's gone. Gives you your jawline back. Makes a big difference.
Hmm.
I don't know that I'd ever want to go to a facelift, because look at the celebrities who have the money to hire the best in Beverly Hills, and some of those still go haywire.
Oh, they're
look
terrible.
At Meg Ryan got that Joker face.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah. Poor lady.
She was beautiful.
You look just fine, dude.
And Renee Zellweger.
Again.
Renee Zellweger.
Whatever her name is. She doesn't even look like herself anymore. She looks like a different person. She used to have that perpetually embedded sad face.
Was Jennifer Grey, the one that was in Dirty Dancing?
From Dirty Dancing, yes.
Just totally.
It probably shortchanged her career because she didn't look like Jennifer Grey. This looks like Paul on the phone.
It is.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Paul.
I'm just getting back in town from delivering a safe to a bank in Dothan. And I heard the advertisement for the bosom pillow, and I was just wondering, do you think, you know, we've met a few times, it's been a few years, but do you think it would help me? You know, I'm a 63-year-old man.
Are you suffering from cleavage wrinkles currently? Because from what I understand, the person that suffers from the cleavage wrinkles has trouble seeing them. because they can occur or become visible in the underbosom.
Are you suggesting you buy it for your wife? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, you know,
How long would you like to live with my triple chin,
I can't see it.
See, that's the problem, too, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's sleepandglow.com, Paul. Check it out. Let us know. Call us back tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Greg. It's just wonderful to be able to get that information. Thank you so much.
At $69, it's too expensive to be a dirty Santa gift.
That's a steal, man.
Ken.
Greg.
Yes.
This is your Chicago food reporter. We chatted about a month ago. I was on my way up there for my second total knee replacement surgery.
Ooh.
And you told me about Palermo's.
Yes, I remember that conversation.
West 63rd. And let me tell you, it's worth the drive.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Oh, my gosh. Now, the nephew owns the place. The original guy that started it in the 60s. It's just sort of hanging around.
He's still
drinking
there?
Yeah, he's still around drinking the profits behind the bar. But and the place looks like it's right out of 1972. I love it. Nice big cavernous, a lot of pictures on the wall.
Yeah.
And I went with what you and all of the food critics say, the thin crust.
Yep.
Italian sausage pizza. They make their own Italian sausage. And of course, as you mentioned on the air, they make their own. They're famous for this kind of sweet.
Yes.
Tomato sauce. Oh my gosh.
In Preston, Chicago, isn't that against their religion?
That's tourist bullcrap.
Yeah. No, that's tourist. That's tourist stuff. Yeah,
that deep dish thing. You wait an hour and a half for a pizza that's like 500 pounds of dough with a little goop on it.
That's what I think.
I go with the natives eat. And I've heard that for years and years. And then I heard Greg say the same thing.
Good. Then
I did a little independent polling around. And that's what all the folks tell me in Chicago. Just like those of us who
can you hang on? I got to do a traffic and weather break. I'd like to come back to your call. Will you do that for us?
Yeah, sure, bud.
Thanks, man. All right, down to the traffic dungeon at 534.
We're rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour in Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic sees a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one on the Eastern Boulevard near Ware's Ferry Road. It's actually down in front of Lewis Lawn and Supply, so be careful there. We also see a crash on I-65 southbound right in the downtown area near the Clay Street exit, so if you are headed southbound, be careful there. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good. It is slow on I-85 around the interchange. Be careful there. And if you're headed north on I-65, there's a slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. Let's be careful and get home safely. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org. Or call 220-4599.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Montgomery County Board of Education is holding a public hearing today at 6 p.m. to consider a proposal by the Montgomery Education Foundation to convert Davis Elementary, Nixon Elementary, and Bellingrath Middle Schools into charter schools. That meeting's in the Bellingrath Middle School's cafeteria. Plus, Governor Kay Ivey says she is doing fine after announcing last week that she's been diagnosed with lung cancer. Ivey said this after speaking at a ceremony at Fort Rucker. Ivey says she has a good prognosis since the cancer was caught early. And Tuskegee University is mourning the loss of head cross country and softball coach Anthony Edward Colvin. According to the Tuskegee Department of Athletics, Colvin passed away Saturday, September 21st. He was 65 years old and joined the Tuskegee coaching staff in 2006 as an assistant men's basketball coach. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Well, it's officially fall now, but endless summer rolls on. Today, a hot day, but low humidity, high in the mid-90s. Not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, a weak front in the state, so I'll mention a chance of an isolated shower or two somewhere in the area. Middle 90s for Tuesday and Wednesday. I've got the Wednesday rain chances under 20%. We'll be flirting with record highs later in the week, especially Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with upper 90s late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're going to write back to our phone call here. Those of you listening to Happy Hour recall that this gentleman, Ken Mullinax, was going to Chicago and asked about pizza. And I've told anybody, I get asked that quite a bit because a lot of folks do travel to Chicago. I've always said that Uno's and Due's, the downtown joints with the wooden tables that have been carved in and all that kind of stuff. Their pizzas, it's a big pan full of dough and stuff on it, cheese, pepper, and whatever you order. But it's a rather thin layer and a lot of dough, and I think incredibly overrated. So I mentioned Palermo's, a place I remember from there, and I didn't even know if they were still in business, but Ken went and checked it out. And I'm so glad you called and gave us a little follow-up on that.
Yeah, man. And, you know, and I've eaten at those other places, too, over the years. And they're okay. But I want to eat where the locals eat. It's just like when I go to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. They're tourist places, and they're places where the locals go. And I'm going to go back to Palermo's. I really like it. Most everybody in there were local folks. It wasn't a bunch of tourists, local people. It was very, very cool. I'm also on a Polish food binge in Chicago and have tried to discover all the pierogies and blintzes and, oh, and stuffed cabbage. Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. I'm trying to... Głomkis. That's what a stuffed cabbage is in Polish. Głomkis.
Oh, yeah.
I wish somebody would make them locally.
And Polish schnitzel. And brisket like I've never had it before.
Yes.
Oh, my. Anyway, I'm going to have to stop. I'm gaining 5 pounds talking to you about this.
No, but if you visit Chicago, there's some awesome food. Just don't get shocked.
It's a great place when I go back to get a look at my redone two knees by my surgeon. More places. So think about it, G-Man.
God, Ken, I'm so sorry places, you got to go through all this physical torture. Another knee replacement. Oh, my God. That's the
worst. I've had two of them done, one July 31st, one September 10th. But this guy in Chicago, Dr. Richard Berger, invented a new process. He does not cut nerves, tendons, ligaments, or muscles. However, that said, it still hurts like you know what. I can't imagine how bad it hurts doing it the old-fashioned way, but I've got them both done, so look out. I'm going to be able to run pretty soon, and I'm going to be a lot of trouble.
We're very good.
So anyway, think about some other place in Chi-Town, big boy. And
You got to go to an authentic Vienna hot dog joint. They're all Vienna hot dog and get a real Chicago dog. They're selling fake wieners here. I'm calling them out. Fake wieners in this town that are called Chicago dogs.
I passed a bunch of them because I stayed off the interstate and I rode up Cicero and I rode up Grand and all of these side streets through the neighborhood.
You're a smart guy, man. You are.
So anyway, you take care. Thanks for the tip. It was worth every bite of that, and they cut it square. They cut the square cut. Oh
yes,
my God.
Exactly. Yeah, they still do. That's great.
Yeah.
I haven't had one in 25 years. I'm so happy. Thank you.
You got it, man. Take later. Care.
Good luck with those knees.
What's a Vienna hot dog?
I
know, like a Vienna sausage?
Well, there are a lot of sausage makers based in Chicago, or at least HQ there. Most of the Stockyard companies and all that moved to Kansas City. When the Stockyards were still in Chicago, if the breeze came from a certain direction, you could smell blood in the air. It was horrendous. I'm not sure why these meatpacking companies left, but most of them are in Kansas City. However, they still make sausage. The Vienna hot dog is a specific brand of hot dog that you have to... And I've had parties. Were you ever at one of my Vienna Wiener parties?
No.
Next one. I send away from it. It's about $60 for a box of 16 dogs, buns, their special nuclear relish. And so you boil a hot dog. I don't recommend grilling because that kind of changes the experience when you grill it as opposed to heating it.
Is that where the hot dog water comes from, to Vienna's?
After I've boiled a pound of hot dogs, I've never been tempted to drink the after dog water.
Hot dog water shots?
Yeah, I don't think you'd be inclined to do that. So it's a Vienna hot dog on a poppy seed bun. And the bun that they send you in the kit has a nice, firm bottom. No
so
cleavage wrinkles in these buns.
It's not get soggy. In other words.
Right. Well, you need a bun that's going to hold
the sandwich.
Because you got to load this dog. So you put a stripe of mustard, chopped onions, their relish. The relish that comes is stuff they make, and it's like, I call it nuclear because it kind of glows in the dark a little bit.
Bright green,
yeah. It's not olive green like Mount Olive or, you know, one of your garden variety
relishes.
Pickle relishes, or pickle-lily, as we used to call it in Chicago.
It's a more emerald green.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's almost...
You can or cannot have it with a hot pepper. They send you a bottle of hot peppers in the kit. I don't care for that, so I pass on that. Tomato wedges and some cucumber.
Oh,
and
man.
Then the thing that really sets the flavoring apart on a Vienna hot dog, you could try these on a regular wiener and a bun. I'm just telling you what the kit comes with, is celery salt.
Right.
Oh,
and they give it a couple of good shakes. A Vienna hot dog dressed properly, and of course fries that were cooked in oil, not this baking shortcut that some people like. No, I mean, and not in clean oil like they now made all the fast food places do. I'm talking about motor oil, like from your car, something that's got some real gusto in it.
That's been used for years and years and years.
Exactly. I would go off keto for a Vienna hot dog and fries. But I've been a good boy.
Wow. Yes, you have.
You know, this shirt I'm wearing today, I wore because it's first day of fall. It's orange and it's also very colorful on TV. But a couple of months ago, this shirt made me look like the Great Pumpkin. And now it makes me look like a dreamsicle.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, let's go car shopping at Jack Ingram, shall we? I got a note. We're five-time customers. And I got a note from Nissan. They're having a huge sales event there this coming weekend. But I told Tip James my glove compartment is broke, so I need a new vehicle. Excuse me.
All it takes.
Every time I go there, Tip gets it done, upgrades our vehicle, and we're making approximately the same payment. And it's not that I don't love my Rogue. I do. But I might want to change the color. And the glove box, well, maybe I overloaded it. It could be my fault. Wow, they have now, I'm asked to tell you about the cars that are available under 10, and they must have sold a bunch out of this category over the weekend. And there's a couple of new additions, including a 2014 Volkswagen Passat for $7,800. The one I want to bring your attention to, unless they sold it since this morning. Ow! It's a 2011 Volkswagen Jetta SEL. Now, so this car is 8 years old, and this car is also available at $9,900. But what you need to see about this vehicle is that it has 54,000 miles. Mm. That means that car was driven about 6,000 miles a year. Well, let me display the pictures. It looks incredible in the photo. And other cars meet three criterion: good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies. Two, clean and pristine interiors. Three, engines that have been thoroughly investigated by the Ingram mechanics, and they've signed off saying, we are not reselling somebody else's troubles here. So you can buy with confidence. See Tip James, great team, the most unused car shopping experience you'll ever have. 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we make our way through the Monday afternoon traffic, Montgomery Sky Watch is looking around the river region, and our traffic is slowly returning back to a normal flow. We don't have a lot of problems on the boulevard. It's still busy, so watch the traffic around you. If your travels include the interstate system, it looks like the traffic's returning to a normal traffic flow and back up to a speed limit ride. Be careful, though. On the northbound side of 85, it is slow between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road. Be careful and get home safely. Get ready for fall, then grab something to eat at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Memphis is the jewel of the South, home of Graceland, Beale Street Blues, and birthplace of the struggle for civil rights. Now Memphis is the backdrop for an inspiring new drama, Bluff City Law. Emmy winner Jimmy Smits and newcomer Caitlin McGee star as two brilliant attorneys, a father and daughter, and together they'll take on evil corporations, fight for justice, and change the world. Bluff City Law premieres after The Voice tonight on NBC.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a Sony 65-inch XBR Smart TV with Chromecast, Google Assistant, and voice remote from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. All right, one more time, we want to mention the name Donna Yarchuk. Yarchak. Pardon me, I'm a hooked on phonics graduate. I should know better. Donna, Yarchak, that's a Chicago kind of name, too, because it's got, you know, like the A and the K in there. So, Donna Yarchak, you have 10 shopping minutes to call 396-5477 as you move closer to the great prizes we have in our name game contest. Donna Yarchak, 396-5477, please call. And if you missed that number, you can call us here and we'll give it to you. We'll make sure that you get connected so you're still eligible to win. In our final minutes, it's been a really fun afternoon. You know, I want to explain something to Dave Edwards. You had said you want to talk beforehand and see how the chemistry is. The reason I don't do that, I kind of like it to just happen. You had enough of a pedigree. I wasn't worried about you being in the studio.
A dog, huh?
No.
Radio pedigree, Dave.
Oh, thank you.
Dave knew that, and it's been a blast, and I just had a hunch, you know what you're doing, you're going to be fine. And Seth, I've watched you since you were first just hanging around with Joey.
Yes, sir.
A lot of potential there, man.
Hey, I'm here. 2 years in December.
Wow. That,
2 years, yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, wait a minute. We have polling data. Let's see. National, Biden 30, Warren 19. In Iowa, Warren 23, Biden 20. And that last day, Biden and Sanders are at the top, the old commie and the old fart. And Elizabeth Warren, I swear to God, if she winds up in the White House, because the media votes for somebody other than Trump just to shut the media up, I would rather listen to that all day long than her voice. It's that they would even, that anybody would even vote for somebody that faked their race to gain an advantage on other people. I mean, I kind of think we're at the point now where if you're good at what you do, that's the only yardstick we need to measure anybody
exactly.
by. This nonsense that we... a note from 84 says, Vienna hot dogs are amazing. Don't confuse them with Vienna sausages. Those are the things that look like fingers in a bottle.
I tell you, we found something
celery
interesting.
Celery salt makes it.
Speaking of Costco, Costco over the summer has chili. So we would go to Costco, buy one hot dog, split it in half, and dump their chili and their cheese and onions on it. And that was the best cheap date you could have in quite a while. Mm-hmm. So I'll be hopeful they'll bring their chili dogs back to Costco.
Well, you know, one thing I never worry about, because I went through a phase of my life where, I mean, I've told all the stupid story money about my stupid money days, right? I kind of wish I had saved some of that money.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because I couldn't retire on a pension now. I got a little one. And the Social Security payment benefit will be good because I paid the max into the system for when I was making stupid money. And really, my goal in life is to live long enough to get most of it back at 0% interest. That's my goal.
Dude, you got this. Another 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
For real. I'm just saying. Look good, man.
Brant will be here tomorrow.
Easy on the rants.
Yeah, easy on the rants.
Easy on the rants. Oh. That makes your blood pressure go up.
You did kind of change color.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's that girl from Norwegia, that 16-year-old. She's just... It's child abuse to put her in front of the UN.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... how do you get that gig?
Yeah, and they're looking to her as some kind of a prophet or expert on the climate.
No, they're trying to pull the heartstrings.
What's the old definition?
They manipulate.
The stuff that you're wearing today is the weather. The stuff in your closet is the climate.
Boom. That's the best way to put it.
I mean, I don't know what anybody's... I've told this story before, so if you've heard it before, I've only got a minute. Christmas, 1982. Flew home from Miami to Chicago to enjoy a nice wintry white Christmas with mom and dad. It was 64 degrees on Christmas Day, the warmest in Chicago history by 17 degrees. And it was like Halloween weather. It added nothing to the festivity you gave me. You know what I'm
saying?
Where am I getting this from?
Let me tell you something!
Him. 1 year later, Christmas morning, it's 25 below zero. That's the actual temperature with a wind chill of minus 82. So 82 and 64, that's 146 degrees in temperature change from 1 year to the next. So it depends on how the air masses are moving and all of that. We have no control over that. These people are delusional. And that's why... And of course, we all get to make the sacrifice. China is polluting like crazy. None of the countries that are really doing a terrible job of monitoring their pollution they're not even talking to them. They want us to do it. They want us to give up our lifestyle while China and India and other countries go on their way, I'm done. I'm done.
Well, you know what I believe? I believe that as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. And so, therefore, there's got to be sun and rain for that to occur. Pretty simple.
I agree. And those cycles change, too. Look at the Dust Bowl in the 30s. You know, that was a climate cycle that was very unfortunate. But it's not a Dust Bowl anymore, is it?
No. Some years are better than others. You know, some years are lean crops, and some you get a great harvest. But there will always be seed time and harvest. So,
on that note,
yes,
we are going to say goodnight. Rosie, thank you. Seth,
thank you.
Dave, appreciate you coming in, man. 5:57. One final look at the roads. Then I believe it's a Joey rerun tonight.
Probably.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. As we make our way through the Monday afternoon traffic, Montgomery Sky Watch is looking around the river region, and our traffic is slowly returning back to a normal flow. We don't have a lot of problems on the boulevard. It's still busy, so watch the traffic around you. If your travels include the interstate system, it looks like the traffic's returning to a normal traffic flow and back up to a speed limit ride. Be careful, though. On the northbound side of 85, it is slow between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road. Be careful and get home safely. Get ready for fall, then grab something to eat at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
5-Hour Energy wants to send you to Nashville. Go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, see the Country Music Hall of Fame, and meet Dierks Bentley in person. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of your receipt, and visit 5hecountry.com to enter. You could be on your way to some hot country nights in Music City. Sweepstakes ends October 31st, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Imagine that you're at the store like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties.